Divine Office. Morning Prayer. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Lord, send forth your light and your truth.
Lord, send forth your light and your truth.
Defend me, O God, and plead my cause against a godless nation. From deceitful and cunning men, rescue me, O God.
Since you, O God, are my stronghold, why have you rejected me? Why do I go mourning, oppressed by the foe?
O send forth your light and your truth. Let these be my guide. Let them bring me to your holy mountain, to the place where you dwell.
And I will come to the altar of God, the God of my joy. My Redeemer, I will thank you on the harp, O God, my God.
Why are you cast down, my soul? Why groan within me? Hope in God. I will praise him still, my Savior and my God.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty Father, source of everlasting light, send forth your truth into our hearts and pour over us the brightness of your light.
Lord, send forth your light and your truth.
Lord, keep us safe all the days of our lives.
Lord, keep us safe all the days of our lives.
Once I said, in the noontime of life I must depart to the gates of the netherworld, where I shall be consigned for the rest of my years.
I said, I shall see the Lord no more in the land of the living. No longer shall I behold my fellow men among those who dwell in the world.
My dwelling, like a shepherd's tent, is struck down and borne away from me. You have folded up my life like a weaver who severs the last thread.
Day and night you give me over to torment. I cry out until the dawn. Like a lion, he breaks all my bones. Day and night, you give me over to torment.
Like a swallow, I utter shrill cries. I moan like a dove. My eyes grow weak, gazing heavenward. O Lord, I am in straits. Be my surety.
You have preserved my life from the pit of destruction, when you cast behind your back all my sins.
For it is not the netherworld that gives you thanks, nor death that praises you. Neither do those who go down into the pit await your kindness.
The living give you thanks, as I do today. Fathers declare to their sons, O God, your faithfulness.
The Lord is our Savior. We shall sing to stringed instruments in the house of the Lord all the days of our life.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen. Lord, keep us safe all the days of our life.
To you, O God, our praise is due in Zion.
To you, O God, our praise is due in Zion.
To you our praise is due in Zion, O God. To you we pay our vows, you who hear our prayer.
To you all flesh will come with its burden of sin. Too heavy for us are offenses, but you wipe them away.
Blessed is he whom you choose and call to dwell in your courts. We are filled with the blessings of your house, of your holy temple.
You keep your pledge with wonders, O God, our Savior, the hope of all the earth and of far distant isles.
You uphold the mountains with your strength. You are girded with power. You still the roaring of the seas, the roaring of their waves and the tumult of the peoples.
The ends of the earth stand in awe at the sight of your wonders. The lands of sunrise and sunset you fill with your joy.
You care for the earth. Give it water. You fill it with riches. Your river in heaven brims over to provide its grain.
And thus you provide for the earth. You drench its furrows, you level it, soften it with showers, you bless its growth.
You crown the year with your goodness. Abundance flows in your steps. In the pastures of the wilderness it flows.
The hills are girded with joy, the meadows covered with flocks, the valleys are decked with wheat. They shout for joy, yes, they sing.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord God, hope of all the earth, hear the humble prayer of your children as we sing your praises. Pour out your Spirit on us, so that our lives may bear fruit abundantly.
To you, O God, our praise is due in Zion.
A reading from the letter to the Romans. Brothers, I beg you, through the mercy of God, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, your spiritual worship. Do not conform yourselves to this age, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, so that you may judge what is God's will, what is good, pleasing, and perfect. The Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the depths of his heart, the law of God is his guide.
In the depths of his heart, the law of God is his guide.
He will never lose his way.
The law of God is his guide.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
In the depths of his heart, the law of God is his guide.
He lived a holy life, Benedict, blessed in name and in grace.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
He lived a holy life, Benedict, blessed in name and in grace.
My brothers, let us praise Christ, asking to serve him and to be holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. Let us acclaim him.
Lord, you alone are the Holy One.
You desire to experience everything we experience but sin.
Have mercy on us, Lord Jesus.
Lord, you alone are the Holy One. You called us to love perfectly.
Make us holy, Lord Jesus.
Lord, you alone are the Holy One. You commissioned us to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world.
Let your light shine on us, Lord Jesus.
Lord, you alone are the Holy One. You desire to serve, not to be served.
Help us, Lord Jesus, to give humble service to you and to our neighbors.
Lord, you alone are the Holy One. You are in the form of God, sharing in the splendor of the Father.
Lord Jesus, let us see the glory of your face. Lord, you alone are the Holy One.
And now let us pray with confidence as Christ our Lord asked.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Let us pray. O God, who made the abbot Saint Benedict an outstanding master in the school of divine service, grant, we pray, that, putting nothing before love of you, we may hasten with loving hearts in the way of your commands. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Amen.